On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Nation, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, Cheyenne, you didn't sound so happy.
Oh, sorry. Happy Tuesday.
Okay, there we go. Nico and Cheyenne, producer AB Baby. I got a tiny little story to kick off the day.
Okay, tell me.
Yesterday when I got home, I have painters painting the exterior of my house.
Oh, nice. What colors?
The same color. They're just refreshing it. It's black and white.
I like a little up.
It's like a
refresh.
Trendy look to the house. My wife loves the black and white. The white with the black trim. So my neighbor, Scott, God bless him, big time, like, he's a patriot in every sense of the word.
He's an American. I love
it. He has a flatbed truck that literally has the American flag and the Second Amendment written on it.
That's
he's an American
amazing.
In every sense of the word.
Yes,
like I said.
Love that.
So he runs over to me and he goes, oh, Nico. He's all excited. He's like, oh, you're repainting your house, huh? And I'm like, yeah, just getting a fresh coat of paint on there. He goes, what are you doing? And I said, red, white and blue, Scott.
What did
I was
Scott
like,
say?
Old glory all over my house. And he goes, that sounds beautiful.
I like Scott.
No, he's amazing.
That's fantastic.
So, no, we're not doing the American flag motif on the exterior of my house, but hey, it's a good idea.
It's a great idea for Scott.
I love it. All right, let's get into it. Tuesday.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We have to break some unfortunate news to Tara today.
Aw, womp womp. What is it?
Her boyfriend Cole wants to do his thing at the Phoenix Open.
Ooh, without her?
Yep.
Oh, that's not going to go over well.
You don't understand. My wife plans an entire year around the Phoenix Open.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine? Hey, Dana. Sorry,
babe. I'm
going
to go with you this year.
I'm hanging out with Cheyenne, a couple bros.
Okay.
All right, let's call up Tara now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tara?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, Tara, this is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news for you today.
Okay, how did you get my number? What's...
Well, the person who wants you to have this news gave me your phone number, and that is your boyfriend, Cole.
What?
Cole is your boyfriend? Yes?
Yeah.
Cole?
But who are you?
Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Okay, but like...
Don't even worry about me. Just worry about the message.
Okay.
So I have news for you.
Okay, shut up. Whatever. Just tell me.
Okay. Your boyfriend, Cole...
Yes.
Wants you to know that he would feel more comfortable if you and your girls did your own thing at the Phoenix Open this year. And you let him have his guy time. He also wanted to say he wanted to have his guy time without hanging out with you and your girlfriends. Specifically,
And why
Melinda.
Are you telling
said,
me this?
Specifically, Melinda, don't want to hang out with her.
Oh my God. Seriously?
That's the news. That's what he wanted me to tell you.
Wow. That's kind of rude.
Are you upset? I'm sorry.
Yeah. What the heck? And why didn't he just tell me himself? What a wuss.
I don't think he felt comfortable telling you this, which is why he told me to tell you. I'm sorry. This is actually Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. And I thought this news would have been taken a little differently.
I didn't.
Are you really
That's
upset?
Messed up.
Is this like a thing you guys do every year together?
I mean, yeah, but I guess it's different if I was like, okay, I'm going to hang out with my friends. But for him to specifically say that he he doesn't want to hang out with me. Yeah, I was a little...
Or Melinda.
What's his beef with Melinda?
Melinda. He does not want to see Melinda.
Yeah.
She's just that friend that has a little too much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks she's annoying, but we think she's hilarious.
This is why context to everything is so important, because now I get it. But also, I'm sure he's got buddies that are Melindas.
Oh, my God. Almost all of them.
Okay.
Almost all of them.
Melinda sounds like a treat.
She's fun.
My news to Cole is that your girlfriend doesn't want to hang out with you at Waste Management.
Well, hey.
Sheesh.
If you need some partying partners, we're going to be out there too on the 18th hole.
Okay? We'll be there. Come hang out with us.
Okay, look for me. I'm down.
Okay, sorry. Sorry for the bad news, Tara. We love you.
I love you guys too.
Well, you know what? You're going to join us and we'll have you in our suite on the 18th hole.
How do you like that, Cole? Yeah.
And we'll make Cole jealous.
Hang out with Melinda.
Cole.
Yeah.
In your face, Cole.
Melinda for life.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong with today's society?
A lot. That's a really loaded question.
We don't have fun anymore. The family dynamic, they're too spread out. Like, kids are having dinner in their rooms with their friends on iPads and playing Roblox, and the dad's too busy because he's got to do his research for his job. He's got to do prep for his job every night.
Yeah.
For like 6 hours.
This is starting to sound really personal.
Whatever happened to the game night, Cheyenne?
Yeah, game nights have definitely become a little more obsolete now than they used to.
We try to squeeze some dinner games in, like we'll play Uno.
I love a good dinner game.
Dinner games.
Yeah, we play bingo at dinner.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Like bingo?
At Christmas time, we have a Christmas bingo.
What are the prizes?
A high five.
Dinner.
Play for your food.
My kid's too smart for that. He'd be like, bingo. Now what did I win, Dad?
We just play to play. Like, truly.
It's the real Hunger Games at Cheyenne's house.
You want seconds? Win a round of bingo.
Yeah, we do I Spy a lot. And let me tell you, you can only play I Spy so many times at a kitchen table with the same things in your purview.
No.
I'm gonna buy
you guys bingo for your kitchen table.
Kitchen table bingo, I'm down for it.
Dude, it's so much fun. I enjoy it. I really do.
That's the thing, is what's the payoff? Like, my son's too smart for that.
There isn't one.
You gotta have a prize.
It is.
You can't play bingo without a prize.
Yes, you can. You're competitive about it. You just want to win. It just comes down to winning. You just want to win. You want to be able to say that you won the most.
Tic-tac-toe. Like, what are you doing? We're playing tic-tac-toe.
We like it, okay?
So here's what I propose.
Okay.
You do a dinner, because you got to incorporate dinner. Because once people spread out from the table after dinner, it's like they go off into their own world. It's got to have food involved. It's got to be a board game-ish without too much touching. Because if you're touching food and then you're touching board game stuff, it could be a little icky-dicky.
Or. Or.
I don't know why I said that. Why did I say that?
I don't know. It was really funny.
No one's ever said that.
No. I don't know when.
Why did I think that was a common term to use right now?
I don't know.
I'm crying.
I literally have tears right now. I have a remedy.
Please, give me your remedy.
Yeah. So on top of playing bingo at our dinner table, which is something that we do regularly, we do family Mario Kart night.
Oh, okay.
So what we do is, because we have it on the Switch, so everybody like comes into the living room and you have your two starters or whatever, but I make a dessert charcuterie board.
Oh.
Yep. I go to the store and I get all my kids' favorite sweet treats. So it's like Swedish fish, and we get a little bit of Kit Kats, a little bit of Reese's, some Oreos, some, whatever it is that they're into right now.
Yeah.
And I put it on my charcuterie board, and it's like a dessert board of treats. And then we have popcorn and we just sit there and we rotate winners, losers, snack on popcorn and treats. And it is the best game night.
That's a family game night right there, folks. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Family game night is back.
Thank you
to Cheyenne, who put it all together. That should be what you win for bingo. Like, if you win a treat for tonight. Like, If you win, you get a Reese's peanut butter cup.
I just want my kids to want to play because they want to play.
I'm not on board with the bingo for no prize thing. I can't do it. It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country.
107.9. Sing it.
New jingle?
I like it.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We're having fun today because we're talking about family game night. I'm trying to elevate my game night to the next level where I can get my son to pay attention for more than a minute and a half after dinner.
Swedish fish.
Just give him treats.
I think treats might be...
Hit him with that red dye number three.
Yeah, you know what? It might be the move.
Abraham Baberham, you grew up in an immensely large family of a lot of Irish people who like to reproduce.
Yeah, like rabbits.
Because I am like Nico. I have two siblings and I have two cousins. That's it.
That's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom is one of nine and they all lived here when I was a kid. So I had like...
She was one of nine.
That's so many aunts and uncles.
So many. Yeah, like we had parties galore, like birthday parties, pool parties, it didn't matter. And if whatever the gathering was, there was always a massive game, something going
gathering.
On at the table.
That is so like cool. Settled.
You all had a shared interest.
Yeah.
That's
like,
that's
it was enough
sick.
That we had to like turn people away on some games. It was kind of like you had to wait for the next round.
What?
That's
it was like
wild.
At least a dozen people sitting around playing anything from Taboo to Trivial Pursuits, categories, anything.
Was that something that you took for granted growing up and now as an adult you look back on it and you're like, damn, that was cool?
No, I definitely in the moment I knew it was very cool because I had friends who also just let me know that that was not normal and I was like, okay, so yeah.
No, that's amazing.
I'm very jealous of that upbringing.
I had to wait to age into it. I would be like 8, 9 years old going like, I know how to play this.
I know how to play.
Come on. And they were like, no, little boy.
Well, no, I just there wasn't enough room. But yeah, when I finally got into the game, it was like, yeah.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
But you guys also get together nowadays in big groups also.
We do. The groups have thinned out a little bit for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Because Abe's like, yeah, for Thanksgiving, we have like 35 people over.
And I'm like, oh, I have
house.
Three.
It was like 20. It was like 22.
Oh, 20,
okay, that doesn't
22.
Make it any. What?
But that's 50% less.
Yeah, for you, I guess that, yeah.
It's very noticeable.
Your family went on discount.
Yeah.
Half off.
For sure. Half off family for sure.
Shoot, I wouldn't want to provide all the food for that party.
That's potluck. That's when you potluck it.
Yeah, right?
Like everybody just knows, like everybody has that one thing that they always bring because they're really good at
1
it.
1,000,000%.
And that's how it goes.
Well,
see,
hey.
I could fit into a big family because I understand.
Guys, next holiday, whatever it is, you can come on over and we'll do a big family game night.
I love that. Can we just make up a holiday and do that?
Okay, Friendsmas.
Friendsmas in Febrofemini.
Freestermas. Camel Country 107.9. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
My wife seems to have an issue with the amount of time I spend golfing.
Well, I mean...
I will say this. During the summertime, I ain't golfing.
It's so hot to golf in the summertime.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, babe, I gotta squeeze it in from October... to like May.
While you can.
Exactly.
I understand your position because I too don't golf in the summertime. It's just too hot.
It's very hot.
Yeah. So I understand your position.
That's kind of my position.
However.
And she hates it.
I understand that as well. Because you're gone a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is golf is one of those things where you can't just be like, I'm going to get my nails done. I'll be back in an hour or two.
You're gone for 5, 6 hours.
Golf is like...
All day.
I'm also going to be buzzed when I get home.
Yep. And so she's got to deal with that.
Yeah.
And...
I think that... Actually, you know what? That might be the issue. Not the golf.
It could be. I found an Instagram reel that had a hypothetical that I think... fits this scenario so we can figure out whether or not you have an issue.
Okay.
And whether it's a problem.
All right, here we go. We're going to play this video clip.
If you had to choose between the love of your life and a golf credit card that was unlimited, unlimited travel, ooh, rounds, equipment, and you never had to pay it back, which one would you...
And then it cuts to a guy absolutely running out of the door, like with his golf bag.
He's sprinting out the door. Okay.
So what do you choose? Would you choose your wife?
Don't give me this hypothetical. Don't you dare make me choose between
and she's
my
listening,
wife,
so.
The best thing in the world that ever happened to me, and the best sport in the world that ever happened to me.
It's a very hard decision. What would you do?
Now, okay. If this credit card, this unlimited credit card, was for life, I would have to...
Bye, Brooklyn Dana.
No!
I would be sad for like a week.
No!
Do I still get visitation with my son?
I mean, yeah.
Ah, fantastic. I'm going golfing, baby.
Nico!
I mean, I'm talking Augusta National every single weekend with my boys. An unlimited credit card to do whatever I wanted with, golf-related. I'm taking the credit card.
You're choosing Augusta National with your boys over your wife.
I love my wife, but she can become a pen pal at that point.
Oh, no.
Bye, babe. It was fun.
That might be what she's saying here in the next 10 minutes. So,
what would you do?
I mean, I'm not in that situation.
Well, if you had a husband in a relationship and...
Sir, I've been single for a very long time.
Golf. Done.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
You see them all around the neighborhoods nowadays. You see them outside of the ShopRites, the Fry's, the Safeways.
I go directly to the other door.
I'm talking about not the bell ringers, but I'm talking about the Girl Scouts.
So Cheyenne, you are not a fan of the Girl Scout cookies?
I am not a fan of the cookies. You can come at me. You can at me. I personally do not enjoy the taste, the texture, the recipe of Girl Scout cookies.
You don't have one favorite?
I don't.
Well, we won't go through our Thin Mints trash conversation because we all know they're trash, right?
Yeah, the numbers. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like their lowest seller.
Weird. Dripping with sarcasm.
I will never get over the fact that mint does not belong in any sweet treat at all. It belongs on your toothpaste.
But, I would agree with that.
But my point is that the Samoa. Can we talk about... Well, actually, you know what? Now it's called the Caramel Delight. Or is it still known as the Samoa in some places?
Yeah.
I like to support the Girl Scouts.
You know what? I support Girl Scouts 100%. You go, you.
You root them on. You,
you
cheer them
go,
on.
You Girl Scouts, you.
Yeah, I knew it.
We have listeners who are like Gabe in the afternoon. They are her go-to Girl Scout cookie suppliers. I know them. I have met them. I love them. Their mother is phenomenal.
You know, strategically, these troops, though, they know their audience, right?
Yes.
So they like lock in. If they got you for a couple boxes.
Oh, they got you for a lifetime.
They're returning the next year going, hey, last year, you got two boxes of Samoas and you got a twiddly dunk. Or what's the other one? A skippery do?
A twiddly duke?
They're all named something weird. Do-si-do, that's one.
Do-si-dos, yeah, that's a thing.
I've never heard of any of these.
You've never heard of Do-si-do?
No.
So, okay, what do we got? We got Do-si-dos. That's definitely on the list. Samoas, Caramel Delights, Thin Mints.
We got Adventurefuls.
What? What is an Adventureful?
It's an indulgent brownie-inspired cookie topped with caramel-flavored cream and a hint of sea salt.
That sounds delicious.
That actually does sound really good.
I might have to Adventureful today.
Tagalongs.
Oh, tagalongs.
Those are the
peanut
butter
ones,
right?
Those are popular,
yeah. I do like tagalongs.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I dig on those.
Toffee-tastic, trefoils.
I've heard of the trefoils.
Toastier. There's a couple that got discontinued.
They got rid of the Toastier and the s'mores.
Okay, because they still show them on here, but I don't know. Maybe they're just selling them out.
I think they're just getting rid of them. Yeah, they're not going to create new ones.
What about the lemonades? Are those still around?
I don't know.
The what?
Lemonade. I never had a lemonade.
It's a savory, refreshing shortbread cookie topped with a tangy lemon flavored icing.
That's what I would have assumed.
That's not bad sounding. I like a little lemon with the icing.
Yeah.
See, but why would I make any of these when I can make these myself?
Because you're supporting the Girl Scouts.
And you're
I'll support you with a wave.
Out the part where you have to do work.
I like to bake.
That's
so I'll
true.
Just give you a wave and say, you go,
okay.
Girl Scouts, you.
People of the Valley and the Girl Scouts, don't buy Girl Scout cookies. Just rely on our girl Cheyenne.
Okay, I didn't say that. Don't sign me up for baking everybody
you
cookies.
You better start a big production. We got a lot of orders to fill. Camel Nation, I hope you're having a wonderful day.
I do too.
It's Nico and Cheyenne here. Your son may have not had a great day yesterday.
He definitely had a great day. He just had a whoopsie moment.
Oh, okay.
That only came to me in the form of a text message that had zero context but needed all the context.
This is why I call people, Cheyenne. Yes. I don't text people at all because my text messaging can be very misconstrued as other messages. I don't want to get the message blurred.
Exactly.
So I just call people and they're like, why are you calling me? We're just texting. I'm like, yeah, but you weren't understanding how severe this is and I need you to do it right now.
Or I'll just read your text wrong. I'll be like, your text sounded angry. Like you sound cranky in the texting words that you texted.
Yeah, emotions are tough to express through text.
And you can't do that.
All right, so you got a random text message from your mom.
Yes, and all it said, I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
It says,
here we go.
Quote, hey, just a heads up, I sort of, kinda, on accident, broke your kid's butt. Four laughing cry faces, and then a face, right?
What was that last one?
I like that one. Now, if I would have read that, my deciphering would have been, I gave your kid a little butt whooping.
That's what I thought.
He did something wrong, and I gave him a little spanking.
Yeah.
And maybe I kind of sort of like gave him a little bit too much.
That's 100% what I thought, because he's teetering on eight, and he's got an eight-year-old attitude.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, okay, well, hilarious, but I need to know what happened, because obviously, if that's the case, I need to handle that as his parent, right?
Right.
Not what happened. Not what happened at all. In fact, he wasn't even in trouble. So what had happened was is that they were coming down the stairs. My mom was in front of him, Easton was behind, and he decided to sit down, which was totally fine.
Yeah.
Except then he was whining that he just wanted, Meme, just pull me down the stairs. Just bring me with you. I'm so tired.
But he said stairs.
Stairs. Pull me down the stairs. I'm so tired.
I love stairs.
He's got a smidgen of a speech impediment, but we're working on it. So my mother goes, he's like sticking out his foot, right? So he's sitting on his butt, sticking out his foot. Just pull me. I'm tired. So my mom goes, all right, I'll take you. So she grabs him by the ankle and went to walk down the stairs. But as she walked, not remembering that he's 60 pounds soaking wet, he's very light.
And your mom
is not.
Superwoman.
Yeah, she's superwoman. And so she grabs, she goes to pull him down the stairs. And instead of gently pulling him, she thinks he weighs like 100 pounds and she yanks on him. And he goes, down the stairs she goes. She was telling me that his arms were like up in the air and he was literally playing. So he goes, and he goes, ow, my butt.
Oh, no.
She was like, ah, crap.
Sprained the butt bone. What's the butt bone called, Abe?
Your tailbone.
Tailbone, there you go.
Yeah.
Sprained the tailbone.
He still, to this day, has not said anything to me about it. I mean, it was just yesterday, but like he didn't say anything to me about it. The only reason I know about it is because my mom said this completely out of context text, and I took a different way. It's not what happened.
Of course.
And it was totally fine. Like, he's so fine.
That is dangerous, man.
I know.
Whenever my boss texts me, I'm like, no. Nope. I need to know the emotion behind this.
I need tone.
Am I in trouble?
Yes.
Or are we good?
Yes.
Or is this a friendly suggestion? But text can be taken out of context all the time. You got to be careful when you get those fingers going.
It is not unlike me to ask somebody point blank, like, are we upset?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
Because my brain overreads everything.
If your kid has broken their butt recently, we would like you to text us right now. Call us up, 602-894-5653, Camel Nation. If you've ever gotten a text and you had to scratch your head and you were like, wait a second.
Garçon? I need more context, please.
So the story goes that Cheyenne's mother texted her, I broke your kid's butt. But
no
she
context.
Didn't give any more info than
that's
that.
That's all I knew.
Jake and Peoria, have you ever gotten a text that needed a little more info, maybe a little more context?
This is pretty ridiculous. That's going to kind of help me as a crazy person. My wife, at the time of this text message, she was, for lack of better terms, incredibly pregnant.
Okay, that's
like going to pop any day
clear,
pregnant?
Yeah,
like about to pop, exactly.
Love that.
And so I got a text out of the blue. I was at work, and I got a text out of the blue that just said, Showtime, all caps, like 15 exclamation points.
Oh,
well, that's that like
baby time.
Yeah, baby time.
Let's go.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so I'm not too crazy. You guys see it. So I immediately went into action. It was game time, you know, so I rushed to the hospital. Hospital's not too far away. We already have our birth plan and everything, so I knew where we were going. Had like stuff in the car already that we had packed for the hospital. Mm-hmm. I rushed there, get into the parking garage, like probably sped, should have got a speeding ticket, honestly. Get in there. And, like, I asked the nurse, I was like, hey, I gave him my wife's name. And they're like, no, she hasn't checked in. I don't know what's going on. I gave her the name of our OB and everything. And she wasn't there. And then, which I probably should have done in the first place, I gave her a call and she was like, no, I meant like The Bachelor's back. Like, we're about to be able to watch The Bachelor again.
Showtime.
She was just really pumped about that. Yeah.
When you're 9 and a half months pregnant means The Bachelor. Is starting.
Yeah, I mean, get she loves The Bachelor. We watch it together, and it's a new season. So, you know, I guess.
Your wife is crazy.
Text you shouldn't say while 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was scary at first, but it turned out to be a fun story.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, good news is The Bachelor's back, so enjoy watching that.
Great news.
It is Whataburger Appreciation Day.
We love Whataburger.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. The reason we're bringing up Whataburger is they gave us some Whataburger yesterday in preparation for today's Whataburger extravaganza.
I am dreaming of that honey butter chicken biscuit.
Oh, man.
This thing was so stinking good. First of all, can we just try everything on the...
Delightful.
I challenge. Tell me what's not good on the Whataburger menu. It's all good.
I mean, I can't see anything wrong with burgers and fries in general.
So good.
Like, that is... You're hitting my good spot right there.
You're hitting it right where I like it.
So today, specifically from 6 to 11, Camel Nation, you can walk into a Whataburger right now. Because it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And say,
Lainey sent me.
Sent me.
Because Whataburger has teamed up with Lainey Wilson, which is so cool.
That's awesome.
Because, like, we're Camel Country, and Lainey is a friend of the station. Like, this is so cool.
Hey.
Okay? So, from now until 11 a.m., if you go inside, one per person, you just say, hey, Lainey sent me. You're going to get a free honey butter chicken biscuit.
At any of the Whataburger locations in the Valley.
Any of them.
Just walk right in right now. If you see one, if you're driving by it,
go.
Hey, Lainey sent me.
Yeah, turn your blinker on.
Turn your blinker on.
Because good driving manners.
Do it safely, people. Yeah. Okay.
Don't speed.
Don't Whataburger and drive. No.
Eat it before you get in the car.
Yes.
It's also worth it to drive to go get one. So if you're not near one, go drive.
And then go back like an hour later to a different one. I didn't say that. It's we love you, Whataburger.
They didn't say you couldn't do that.
My boy is making valid points.
It all starts next week.
Bum, bum, bum.
Waste Man or WM.
WM.
They want to shed the waste management.
Yeah. WM Open.
WM Phoenix Open.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, you cracked the code? What does this mean?
Let me tell you, because
please do.
When you do something for so many years and it's continuously a disaster and you can't sort it out, eventually...
You gotta get your stuff.
You sort it out, yeah. Right?
Okay.
So, for the last couple of years, how it's gone is with where the Coors Light Bird's Nest shows fit. It's during the week.
The concerts.
Yeah. It's during the week. And then we're there as like a group because we go out for like group outings for the station, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm there at the WM from like 10 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
Easily,
because I live so far away. Like, yeah. I do not live in a reasonable distance to leave, go home, re-get ready, and come back. So this year, my goal for going into waste management this year was to have a plan to where I could take care of myself, but also enjoy myself.
Yeah.
So this is what I've done.
Okay.
Last year, I got ready in my car, it was okay. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't the best plan.
I mean, what else you needed to do?
Right.
You're going to get ready in a porta potty?
Exactly. So it was the other part to last year, too, is I was drenched. So I had to put my, because it rained, I had to put my tennis shoes up on the vents in my car and like crank my heat up to dry them. It was wild. Wow. Hopefully that doesn't happen this year. So what I did this year, because when the Pro-Am ends on Wednesday, because we have Jelly Roll Wednesday and Luke Bryan Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm out there for work both days ahead of that. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
Right.
Number one, I have a blanket and a pillow in my car. So because they end at about 3 o'clock, right? Somewhere around there. And then I've got 2.5 hours of like downtime. So because where I get to park my car, I'm going to have my pillow and my blanket. So I get to take about an hour and a half nap, okay? Yeah. I'm going to be able to take a nap in my car, snooze it out, wake up, feel a little bit more refreshed and ready to go for the last half of the night. And then I bought a power outlet converter for my car so that I can bring my brush, my straightener, essentially, yeah, and my blow dryer so that I can readjust my hair. And then I have a travel vanity mirror with lights that I'm going to be able to plug in and get my makeup done, fix my hair, and just adjust.
You're creating Cheyenne's boutique.
I am creating a full-on
beauty spa
salon in my car.
Oh, it sounds very nice.
Complete with napping pod. Like, I feel like this year it's going to be a whole new me out at Waste Management because I'm so prepared. I'm locked in.
This is country girl behavior.
Yes.
And I love your ingenuity. I might use Cheyenne's Beauty Salon Spa.
You're welcome to come.
I got
to
beautify myself, too.
You do. I'll bring gel, like whatever you need to spruce yourself up. I'm going to have it because I'm going into Waste Management this year prepared.
I love that.
And equally prepared to enjoy myself.
I'm here for it. That's the idea, Cheyenne. Yeah. I hope it all pans out. We just got to remember, you know, we got to be easy because we're working. Not to indulge too much because Phoenix Open gets a little rowdy and wild.
I did do that last year. Last year at the program, I drank from about 11 to 7 at night.
Cheyenne's going to show up to Jelly Roll looking like a clown with makeup on her face. Camel Nation, we're going to need you today. We're going to need the judges. We're going to need the juries. We're going to need the lawyers because I need you to pick a side on this. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Cheyenne said something that perturbed my brain so much it almost fell out of my head. She said, and I quote, "I don't mind when people FaceTime each other in public, but what really bothers me is when they're on their speakerphone."
Yeah, because they're two different things.
I proceeded to tell Cheyenne, "The FaceTime uses the speakerphone.
I know that.
What is the difference?"
It's kind of like, I don't like cinnamon by itself, but when you put it with sugar, bread, and butter, it's delicious.
We're not talking about a recipe to make a delicious treat
it's
here.
It's the full recipe. When you have the FaceTime, the video component with the speakerphone, I don't mind it as much because it's the whole package.
I will say this. Your Honor, can I please speak in defense of Cheyenne for 1 second here? In this moment, I kind of agree with this crazy lady. The only thing I agree with is I enjoy a FaceTime. Mm-hmm. I don't mind people FaceTiming me. I don't want people to go, "Oh my God, he's going to answer that. He's going to answer that in public." I love people FaceTime communicating with their faces, technology.
I would rather somebody FaceTime me than call me on the phone.
Now, if someone is on, that's another topic. If someone is on speakerphone, right?
Uh-huh.
And they refuse to just turn it off speakerphone and lift the handset that's in their hand to their ear to communicate with somebody, that drives me a little up the wall.
Exactly.
So if you have the ability to pick up the handset, like sometimes for some reason, my wife, whenever she would pick up the handset, the speaker, she couldn't hear me. So she would always speak to me on speakerphone.
Yeah, I do know people whose
phone was
like
a little funky like that.
Yeah.
So I understand that one, but the whole like not being able to accept the fact that speakerphone on FaceTime is the speakerphone. It's the speakerphone.
I do realize that, but when you package it with the video of it, I don't mind it in public. It
doesn't bother you?
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It just bothers me with you walking down the aisle on speakerphone with not a video, and you're just like, "I don't know, Nadine, this, that, and the other, and whatever else you have to say." No, that drives me bonkers.
I FaceTime my wife whenever I'm running errands for everything.
I love that.
I will be on the FaceTime with her walking up and down the aisles.
Aw.
"Babe, is this the right one? Because I'm going to buy it, and when I bring it home, if it's not the right one, I'm going to be pretty upset about that." So I'm always very overly cautious
when
I FaceTime everywhere.
See, and that's totally acceptable. I have people that refuse to answer a FaceTime call. My little brother he refuses to answer FaceTime.
Why?
Unless it's his nephew's calling. But if he knows that it's me, he will deny me and then call me on the phone.
That's weird.
Isn't that wild?
Maybe he just doesn't want you to see him doing secretive stuff. Like maybe
running his business.
Maybe he's in the bathroom. Maybe he poops a lot.
Then don't answer the phone.
He might just be on the can at all times.
It's
in which
possible
case, I would also answer the phone. You can FaceTime me.
That's a conversation for another time.
You can FaceTime me anytime.
Please don't.
If I'm on the toilet,
please, for
I'm
the answering. Love,
the best time.
For the love of anything.
You're not busy. What
you're
you
not
doing?
Busy.
Don't answer the phone if you're on the toilet, man.
Well, just you have to muffle when you're making
this
sounds.
This is a guy thing. No, this is a
life
guy
gets
thing.
Crazy. When no. else are you going to be able to like have that kind of undivided attention?
Girls don't exactly. do that. Women don't do that.
I think the bottom line is, A, Cheyenne, get over it. Okay, it's the same thing. Speakerphone and FaceTiming is the same exact thing.
It is
thing.
The same thing.
And B, when life gives you lemons, you...
Take a phone call on the
you
toilet.
You take a FaceTime
That's
call
weird.
While you're on the toilet.
No.
Here I am, Grandpa Nico on Nico and Cheyenne right here on Camel Country.
All kids.
I'm always complaining about how I'm annoyed in public. I'm just becoming a cranky old man at this point.
I think you just need to embrace people a little bit differently.
No, I will never embrace a little kid, like a 12-year-old, holding their cell phone a foot from their mouth on speakerphone, screaming, nah, I don't think so.
Speakerphone is different.
Nah, I don't think so. That's what's that annoying to me.
Dad, I do agree with you. Speakerphone is a different devil.
I think we're too comfortable with using these technologies in public, and that's all I'm trying to say. All right, we got Stephanie in Phoenix on the phone. How do you feel about this?
Oh, you hit a nerve.
Ooh.
Did you hit the one that when I leave out.
Tell us about it.
I can go into a store. Somebody's on their phone. Say you're trying to get something, walking through the aisle, and they're on the phone, and you had to pass by them. They're screaming that it kind of made my ear jiggle. Why is it? Are they deaf, or is the other person they're talking to deaf? They don't understand that they are so loud. Everybody hears them, like they're on a football field. That's annoying. And I think after so long you've been on those cell phones with those earbuds, I think they're deaf. And they think everybody else is deaf.
The earbuds, they kind of block you out from the rest of the world.
Because
you feel like when you put those earbuds in your ear,
nothing
you're
exists.
Like, oh, I don't realize how loud I'm being. Mm-hmm. So why don't I just scream into the microphone part as loud as I can? As if someone's going to hear me better because of it.
And then sometimes, say someone did call me, and I'm talking to them, and they're hollering loud, and I said, you know, I can hear you, but you are so over loud. You're distorting in my ear. You're too loud. Annoying.
Do you remember the first time you made a cell phone call? Or you use a cell phone. See, you, Cheyenne, you were born later than this.
Yeah.
I experienced like the very first cell phone.
I know. So this question does not apply to me.
And it was wild because we were like, I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. Is this a person? I'm on a cordless telephone. And it was amazing. But nowadays, I think we lost the magic that is the cellular.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree with you on that, though. Like, you don't have to be super. You don't have to be super old to know that.
No,
but like at 30, you know, almost 34 years old, I think that we do. Right. We take advantage of the fact that we have cell phones and we're available all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I get that.
We need to go back to the good old days. No screaming in public on your phone.
Yeah. This is why my phone's on D&D. So nobody can get a hold of me.
The good old days where there were no cell phones. Now, what do? You go to a pay phone or wait till you get home make that call.
That's back to the pay phone.
Pay phone. Dang. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you have a new obsession, Cheyenne. You will not do anything until you've checked thedump.com daily.
It's a problem, to be honest with you.
We should probably clarify what thedump.com is.
Thedump.com this is not an advertisement for them at all.
No.
This was the most generic thing that happened because I saw an advertisement in the studio here on the TV and I was like, what in the heck is that? So obviously I Googled it and Google is where I stayed.
And then Abe immediately was like, oh, you never heard about the dump?
The dump.
Wait, what's the commercial? How does the commercial go?
To the dump.
There it is.
And I haven't. So I Googled it, and it's basically, the easiest way to explain it is it's like TJ Maxx or Ross for furniture and house goods. Right. So your rugs, your carpets, your mattresses, bedroom sets, all those things, it's crazy discounted prices because it didn't sell in the store at the regular price. Okay?
Right, that makes sense.
And the amount of goodies that you can find on thedump.com is insane. I didn't even know I needed some of this stuff until I found it.
I'm so glad my wife is not listening right now.
She might be.
Because she is the queen of, oh, it was cheap, babe. So I bought it.
I love
it. She would not even need anything in life. But if she found a good deal, she was like, I had to get it. It was cheap, babe. What do you want me to do? Pass up on this deal? And I'm like, what do you mean? We don't need three couches. But I had to get it. It was so cheap.
What do you want me to do?
It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous for Brooklyn Dana to have access to thedump.com.
Well, her and I might have to go to the store together.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, and we're going to buy some things because I'm obsessed. And I've been on this thing at least once a day. And it's not even that I need anything, guys. I don't
exactly.
I don't
that's
need
what I'm
anything.
Saying. Super unnecessary stuff.
But I need to be on there. And I need it because I have been perusing the reading chair section because I have one corner in my room that's like got nothing, but it's the perfect reading corner.
I'm
and
not
you know
lie
I love to,
you. To
read.
Dana, my wife, also loves to read. She has all those Sarah J. Maas books, the fantasy type books, fantasy thrillers. I don't know what they're called. But she put a little lazy boy in the corner of our living room. She has a nice little light that comes over her.
Yeah.
It's her reading corner.
See, that's what I'm trying to set up in my house or in my room. The problem is I can't do a lazy boy and I can't do a super comfy chair.
Right.
Because why? I'm a napper.
Sleepy.
So if I get too comfortable, I will fall asleep. So it's got to be a chair where like my head can't lay on anything and I have to sit up straight and like my legs can come up.
That makes perfect sense. Back to your obsession, thedump.com.
Yeah.
Would you say it's like a once a month purchaser or you're just still just on the website, just obsessed?
I'm just obsessed over the website and the potential and the possibility. Like, I didn't know I needed to upgrade my bed to a king size because I'm a queen. Didn't know until I saw the prices.
Surprise!
And now I'm like, I need a king size bed.
All right. Well, that's her obsession currently, and I support it.
Thank you.
Until it becomes a problem, I support your obsession.
I appreciate that.
602-894-5653. What are you obsessed with right now? What gets you going? What do you have to check night and day every single minute? Let us know. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
We're just talking about Cheyenne's obsession with thedump.com and the store itself.
Yeah. I love a good discount, and I love a good discount when it's like a really expensive item.
And also, Cheyenne, can we point out the fact that you need zero items from thedump.com?
Yes, absolutely. I think this is what makes it so wild. It's like, I don't need anything. I just want it all. And I love to window shop.
Yeah, I'm a peruser also.
Yes.
I could waste some big time
perusing. I love a good peruse.
My current obsession has been an obsession that I've had for a long time. Hi, my name's Nico.
Hi, Nico.
I like long walks on the beach, and I'm obsessed with honey.
You're obsessed with honey?
Not the delicious sweet treat that comes out of a bee's behind.
It's the weirdest description of honey I've ever heard.
It's an app or an extension on your Google Chrome browser, which automatically enters coupon codes on websites when you're checking out.
Capital One does that. Yeah. Yep.
So I've been on honey for a long time. And anything I buy, I even tell my wife, I'm like, nope, we're buying it online. We're using honey and we're going to use the coupon codes.
Absolutely.
Honey is the type of thing where if you guys are not familiar with it, you can add it on your Google Chrome or it's an app on my cell phone. It literally, whenever I'm going to check out with something on my cell phone, it'll go through all of the used coupon codes that were successful and it will apply it to your purchase.
Love that.
So I'll get like 10% off and then I'll run honey and it'll be like, oh, use this code for another 25% off. Oh, and throw this one on it for good measure for free shipping. And I'm like, whoa!
Sign me up, honey.
Because as you may or may not know with me, it takes me a long time to buy something, like a really long time.
You sit on it for a while.
I will wait like a year or 2 years. My watch that I purchased, that was a very expensive watch, I waited 6 years to buy it because I wanted to get the best deal.
You also waited 2 years to buy your luggage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you waited 2 years to buy luggage until it came on sale. Yeah.
My Herschel.
The patience, man. Most people do not have that. Congratulations.
Yeah. Your ability to not need instant gratification where shopping is concerned is wild.
No way. I do not need anything in this life.
That's
I need
insane.
To support my wife and kid, feed them, house them, clothe them, and make sure my wife is satisfied.
I'm
and
so
then,
proud of you.
That's it. That's really all I need to do.
That's crazy.
So my obsession is saving money.
I think we can all get down with that.
Abe, do you have any obsessions? Because you're kind of like the chillest of the chill guys.
I feel like my only lifelong obsession is probably music. But like currently, I'm definitely obsessed with this Apple Plus TV show, Severance.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Oh, I have heard of this. Is it amazing?
It's so good. And they made us wait 3 years between seasons.
That's such a crock of baloney when they do that.
Well, there was some turmoil on set, but then there was also some other... Either way, it's finally back, and...
So we're not going to see Abe. He's going to hibernate and watch this show.
Well, luckily the new episodes drop every Friday, so it's a weekend thing.
Oh, so you can't.
It's a weekend thing.
Oh.
But I also kind of hate that because, like, I wish they would just drop the whole season all at once.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't watch shows on TV.
It's a thriller, too, so it's like, oh, my gosh.
That's the worst.
That recap better be banging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, I love that for you.
Well, everybody, watch Severance, use Honey, and go to thedump.com.
Or don't, and leave all the good stuff for me, but it's fine.
Thank you for listening to Nico and Cheyenne. I can't believe it's over.
You know, I can't either. I have to carry your love with me when I go home.
Oh.
See what I did there?
See, I see what you did there. And not only that, but maybe we should extend the show today a couple more hours.
You know, I'm okay with it. I'm here anyways.
Nah. You couldn't handle more of us.
Oh.
All right. Well, the ratings will go up once we get off the air, according to Joan. Joanne. On that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
Don't forget. Double humps. Happening all day and night for the next like 4 or 5 days until Friday.
Right. So you're listening for 2 back-to-back Morgan Wallen songs. Once the second song ends, we're going to give you a keyword. You take that keyword and go to camel1079.com and you enter it in for your chance to win.
Woo!
That's
simple.
We are
going to be calling more winners.
We are.
Listen out for that. It could be you. And we've got those Luke Bryan tickets all week long right here on Camel Country 1079. Baby, have a great day. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Country 1079.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.